This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington. British lawmakers plan to hold several votes Monday to find a plan that is acceptable after rejecting the government's Brexit deal for a third time on Friday. The U.S. is keeping a close watch on developments in Britain. And President Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton said the United States is eager to make a trade deal with Britain post-Brexit.
People who worry about the UK crashing out of the European Union, that's the phrase they use, they're going to crash right into the United States. We're standing here waiting to make a trade deal with a United Kingdom independent of the European Union. I don't want to get into the specifics of what's been going on in the House of Commons, but I can say unequivocally that President Trump is eager for the will of the British people to be carried out, and he's even more eager to do a trade deal.
The British government now has until April 12th to tell the EU what it plans to do next. It must either cancel Brexit, seek a longer delay, or crash out of the bloc without a deal. The White House says American and Chinese trade negotiators made progress during candid and constructive talks in Beijing Friday and will continue here in Washington next week. The two sides are working to strike a deal to lift 8-month-old tariffs affecting $250 billion of Chinese imports to the U.S. and about $110 billion of American exports to China. The U.S. is demanding deep changes to Chinese industrial policy, including an end to large-scale state intervention in markets, subsidies for various industries, and policies that force foreign companies to transfer technology to their Chinese partners. The White House Economic Advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the talks are not time-dependent and could last weeks or even months. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Aid agencies in central Mozambique are recovering more bodies in the aftermath of Cyclone Idai, and now 138 cholera cases have been detected in the city of Baru. VOA's Mohammed Yusuf reports.
Aid agencies in the port city are scaling up their operations to feed the hungry and treat the sick. But aid agencies are also finding more bodies, says Mozambique's Land and Environment Minister, Celso Correa.
In terms of a number of loss of lives, we have increased to 493. This is because we're getting information from the villages that we didn't know before. Our main concern now is make sure that we avoid an outbreak of cholera. So we will be vaccinating 800,000 people.
More than 130 cases of cholera have been reported in Beira so far. Meanwhile, areas of Mozambique's cyclone-ravaged coast remain cut off by flooding that left many homeless.
VOA's Mohammed Yusuf reporting. The Venezuelan capital of Caracas lost power completely for a time Friday evening. Venezuela suffered its worst blackouts early this month, and then another round of power outages that paralyzed commerce this past week. Both the opposition and the government planned demonstrations on Saturday as they tried to resolve a debilitating standoff in what was once one of Latin America's wealthiest countries. Meantime, President Trump weighed in on Friday, calling Venezuela, in his words, a big fat mess. This on a day when the White House officials hinted that economic sanctions may be on the way. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a list of options, including economic sanctions, for dealing with the presence of Russian troops in Venezuela. The Special Envoy to Venezuela said it would be a mistake for Russia to think they have a free hand in Venezuela. And U.S. Attorney General William Barr said the Justice Department is preparing a redacted version of the special counsel's 400-page confidential report on the Russia investigation for Congress. AP correspondent Mike Magracia.
Attorney General William Barr plans to deliver to Congress a version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Gerald Nadler on Friday. Graham chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. Nadler chairs the House Judiciary Committee. In his letter, the Attorney General says he wants the public to be able to read Mueller's findings. Barr says the Mueller report is nearly 400 pages long. Mueller submitted his confidential report to Barr on Friday, March 22nd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
South Korea announced President Moon Jae-in will travel to the United States early next month for a summit with President Trump on the stalemate with North Korean nuclear diplomacy. North Korea recently threatened to quit the nuclear diplomacy. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Raum reporting here in Washington.